And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is, what is this, Halloween Part 2 or Halloween Part 3? It's the Halloween dessert. The most important thing is that this is Trash Knife Zombies. You're listening to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Trash Knife and the track Zombies. I did say last week the tracks this week are going to be more completely, obviously Halloween-y. And there's your first one, Zombies. They actually describe themselves as friendly dogs from Philadelphia, Tony.
Ooh.
But on their Bandcamp page, I think it says they're also Dirt Baggy Punk, which I think describes them quite well. What is Trash Knife's Bandcamp page?
Trashknife.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. TRASHKNIFE.bandcamp.com. We played them several times before, with good reason. And as soon as I saw that earlier this year, I thought, I'll save that for Halloween, and it's coming. Paulie B in this net nil, Tony 1. Well done, good start.
Thank you.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs, it's a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. Jeff's only gone and done both. Ooh. Now, am I at liberty to do them both in this section, do you reckon?
Yep.
I am. Brilliant. Let's hear Jeff's thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Also, really glad that Jeff's not dead, but you know, It is Halloween. Perhaps he's been resurrected. We've got a joke and a poem from Jeff. So here goes with the joke first. He says, it's in two parts, of course. I went to pick up my Dracula costume for Halloween, and instead they handed me a Man United shirt. I said, you must have misheard me. I said I wanted to dress as a count. Jeff, P.S. I've won first place in the local Halloween costume contest 5 years in a row. This year I'm dressed as a sausage. I'm on a roll. And his poem.
Okay.
It's Halloween, so, and we're getting pretty Jeff Allen Poe here, right?
Right.
He says, once upon a midnight dreary, while on pondered weak and weary, over many a vinyl album from days of yore, while my beer was getting flatter and my body growing fatter, I thought it doesn't really matter that I'm an attention whore. Just like Punky, I muttered, Paul and Tony are both whores, only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in bleak September, Punky music bringing little embers of music I adore. Eagerly MP3s went out to Punky music while drinking stout. Quirky music they would tout for this attention whore, so I'd bother them evermore. Cheek. That's a raven thing, isn't it? That's raven mad, that is, Tone. Raven mad. Do you remember Mortimer the Raven? It was a Quentin Blake book.
No.
It was turned into, it was on Jack and Ori quite a lot. And he was always shouting, nevermore! Evermore. Yeah. Evermore. Anyway, well done, Jeff. Let's hear your thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And if you think you can do as well as that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for the death tones. You can see where this is going. But first, Tony, The Decline, skate punk from Perth. Which Perth is it? So no points. Is it Perth, Scotland or Perth, Australia?
Australia.
Well done. No points. Huh. They are all the way from Perth and they do skate punk. Happy days. I think we played these before as well. This is another classic Halloween track. What is The Decline's Bandcamp page?
TheDecline.bandcamp.com.
TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. TheDecline music.bandcamp.com. Paul the Internet One, Tony One, stay tuned for Death Tones. This is The Werewolf of Fever Swamp.
Jouster.
Thank you.
scales like a liquid moon. In the depths of the water, a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Death Tones and a track called Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's horror punk from Philadelphia, Tony. And very catchy as well, I think. What is the Death Tones Bandcamp page?
TheDeathTones.bandcamp.com.
It is T-H-E Death Tones, T-O-N-E-S, .bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paul B on the internet. One. And so far we've had zombies, werewolves, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. We are Halloween-y as you like. You got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch if you can. You can reply to last week's show post. You can post in the group. Whatever floats your boat. Two this week. First up, more of a mention really, but this could be your music label. Got in touch.
Love them. Dutch.
Dutch?
Dutch, yeah. I think Dutch, yeah.
They say thank you at Punky Radio for spinning Death Cells. Dark Gloves, a whoop.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. Keep sending us good music, we'll keep playing it.
Joe Daniels got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Joe. Is this some form of reply to last week?
Yeah, he's updating with himself. At first he says, how in the fuck did I get awarded that? Haha. I've been less than slack in my input to the show. Sporadic at best. So he's got some kind of one of those wanky Facebook top fan star things, whatever it is. Oh. Nothing to do with this, Joe.
Oh, right.
If it was our choice to give awards, upset. It wouldn't be himself.
He's upset that he's become one of our top fans. I know how he feels. I don't really want to be anyone's top fan.
No.
And I don't like this. You just get appointed it. If you leave more than one comment on a page, you find out you're one of their biggest fucking fans. Well, that's not true, isn't it? Particularly when you've written twice, you shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it works, but certainly nothing to do with us. He says, maybe I'll have to up my game to live up to the Facebook award scheme. Maybe you should. He says, I'm also back in Saudi at the moment, driving in the Strait of Agbar.
Blimey. That sounds more like Star Wars than Saudi.
It does, doesn't it? So, good luck with that one.
It is a Dagobah system, isn't it?
Dagobah, yeah.
Dagobah. Call it what you like. Yeah, happy day.
That's it for
Dago
Facebook.
Dago Bar isn't something you necessarily want.
Dago Bar.
The Dago Bar. It's full of Italians. I'm going to keep with Dago Bar there, but anyway. Yes, the Dago Bar. Maybe. Actually, no, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there's a fun city being built in Saudi, isn't there?
Crazy
fun city, yeah. They've taken out half dozen villages. Everybody's died. They don't care. It's this big, huge new city just for fun. in the middle of Saudi, and because they want Saudi to become a tourist destination. And I just cannot see that many women thinking, you know what, let's go there on holiday. No. I'd love to get my bikini out in Saudi Arabia. Have you seen what's happened? The news today, the girl in Iran, who just walking up and down outside the university in her pants, and then she started to take her pants off, and they said, don't arrest her, she's mental. I think if there's anything that proves you're mental, it's taking your pants off in the middle of Iran.
It's not the best thing to do.
It really isn't.
No.
I don't think things are going to end up that well for her.
I think she's already. I think they've already killed her, according to Facebook, according to Twitter, which is or X. It is not the.
Ask them. It is in terms of making a global statement, great, but I fear it will do about as much good as a Tibetan monk setting fire to himself. You know, you're still going to be in China. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
sounds a bit cynical, doesn't it?
And on that front, that's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tithe that.
No.
Even if we do manage to make it really fucking serious. I think the best thing to do, having just mentioned a girl in her underwear in the middle of Iran, that it seems to be nowhere more fitting that the next band we play should be Lesbian Bed Death.
Ah.
Perfect.
Yeah, excellent.
What is Lesbian Bed Death's Bandcamp page, then?
Lesbianbeddeath.bandcamp.com.
Lesbianbeddeathband.bandcamp.com. Probably in the two, Tony, two. This is hard rock gothic punk from Stoke, and I think it's the third track we've played by them. I can safely say we like this band a lot. Let's see what you think. It's another classic Halloweeny title. This is The Mummy's Tomb.
Mm-hmm.
you're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lesbian Bed Death on the Mummy's Tomb. What a track. Did you do anything last week?
The only thing I really did was the played a gig. So I think it was work-related, really. But Saturday night, went up to Ashton on the Line, played a gig with the Babies at the station. Played it before. Nice little pub. Quite small, but one of those ones where you get a few people in. It's a good gig. I quite like small gigs if you get enough people in the room, because it's really, you know, get 10, 15 people, it's really packed and it feels quite intimate. It's one of them.
Yeah, right.
Five bands on, solo act at the start, Pisces, Jesus Man. It was not my bag.
No.
It was not my bag. And then we had a young band called Scarlet Fever. Their singer didn't turn up, so the guitarist sang. Did a good job, to be fair. Very, yeah, like, you know, good voice, a bit Morrissey-like. Yeah.
Do you think maybe that's why they sound a bit like the Smiths? Because we did talk off air about it. Do you think they maybe don't normally sound like the Smiths?
Maybe not, yeah.
That guy just sings like Morrissey.
It's certainly with his voice, certainly.
But the lead singer might be turning in his room rather than grave if he hears this and says, you're not like the Smiths. Everyone says that I sound like Nick Thien from 86. Yeah, you might sound like Lemmy.
Could be. That'd be nice. Well, certainly they did a Pulp cover, so maybe they are a bit more pulpy. But certainly the guitarist had a bit of a Morris head to his crooning voice.
Was he?
Ha ha.
He's terrible. Thanks for the money.
And then, they buggered off. And they buggered off before everyone else played, which is a bit of a no-no.
I'm right wing and I now look like a bingo caller.
We played, the Misspelt played, and then Daisy Men. Misspelt were awesome. As expected, we played them before. I was introduced myself briefly to Dunk after the gig.
Yeah, well, we Misspelt, don't we?
Yeah, and obviously Julie's dead as well. So it was good to see them.
Rock. That area, Northampton rocks, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, I would happily see them again. They were a bit loud, though, by poor ears. And then the Daisy Men played at the end. I wasn't aware of them. They were all right. And it was, but in general, good night. We all had a good time. We could hear ourselves play. No problems with the levels. So, yeah, just a bit far to drive, but hey, that's just gigging, isn't it? So apart from that, that's about it. How was your week?
Nondescript, other than the fact that I'm just watching Nottingham Forest climb the table and loving.
Excellent, yeah.
Even that jugged toilet Gary Lineker on Match of the Day was forced to say how good we were. And you know what? That's the best we've played this season. The next few games are going to be tough. We know that. Leading up to Christmas, it's tough. But we can still come away with some points. I am loving it. Other than that, not a lot to report. I think I mentioned last week the new lodger had already moved out. So not many people apply for lodgings at this time of year, so that's just ongoing and sporadic, but I haven't got anyone else yet. But what I wanted to say was, it being Halloween last week, Trick or Treat for me was fabulous. I didn't even need to do what I normally do and dress up as Jimmy Savile and stand in the front window. I just got no one come round. It was marvellous. I just sat and watched the TV, no interruptions, love it. Although, as you've said before, I do live on Murder Street, and Trick or Treat is a little bit tough for the kids on my road. but what I wanted to say was that during the song before last, during the Deftones, I had an idea about something. Now, I have been thinking about this for a while, about how we say werewolf, but a lot of people don't say it werewolf, right? And my problem with werewolves is it's not about where, it's about when. They should be called wenwolves, because they only become a werewolf in the full moon, don't they? It's when, it's not where. So I thought I'd write a short story about a wenwolf, right? Who only, if werewolves are only going to turn in when, they should be called wenwolves. If I do a story about a wenwolf and he doesn't do it on a full moon, he only does it when he's in a certain place. And what I was thinking was, he only turns into a werewolf when he's in Leighton Bazaar. So it could be a story about a bloke trying to avoid Leighton Buzzard, but he falls asleep on the bus and he wakes up and he's eating everyone. That's what I think. At Leighton Buzzard bus station. Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard.
I love it when you say it again, Tony.
Leighton Buzzard.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, right, Let's play one not from the vaults again. Same as last week. It's Halloween. Everything changes. Last week, we played a new one from Zombina and the Skeletones from their new album, The Call of Zombina, which, by the way, is, of course, excellent. And this week, we're only going and playing another one. That's right. See, if you remember this from last week, what is Zombina and the Skeletones' Bandcamp page?
ZombinaandTheSkeletones.bandcamp.com.
It is, ZombinaandTheSkeletones.bandcamp.com. But if you want to find out anything about this band at all, just type in Zombina, Z-O-M-B-I-N-A, and you will find them. You will find them. I hope you're listening, professionals. Zombina and the Skeletones, Tony 3, Paul Venus Net 2, this is Cemetery World. You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, Zombina and the Skeletones and Cemetery World. I will let them know we've played these tracks before we play it anymore. I doubt they want us to play too much off the album, but trust me, it's really good. Zombina and the Skeletones.bandcamp.com to find out more. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
It must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
The Wenwolf.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, if you have a gig for me, don't forget, email me tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. Let me know your gigs. You haven't done.
Oh no,
I've not got one this week.
Double though.
I know. So it's, I've looked for one, and again I've ended up at the Legends again in Edinburgh. But she's putting on really good, recent, you know, regular band night. So
it's
again,
good punk city, Edinburgh.
Hmm.
The good punk city, home of the Exploited, of course.
Yeah. Well, this is hardcore punk.
Exactly. It's home of the Exploited.
Exactly. So we've got the Hate, Subvision, The Underclass, and Thrown Away. This is this Friday, and the 8th, 7 p.m. start again. It's the early finish night, the 10 p.m. curfew. Over 14s with under 16. £9 in bands, £12 on the door. Four bands. If you like your punk hardcore, and a possibility of a bit of a club night afterwards, Tropicana at the Legends. Do check it out if you can.
That's your place.
Yeah. Nice one, Legends. That is it. That's all I've got.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tamping it up for Halloween.
Tropicana.
Right then, Tony. LA Drugs.
Yes.
Describe themselves as Californian no good nicks. I like that. We played them before as well. It was so good. What is LA Drugs Bandcamp page?
LADrugs.bandcamp.com.
It is. No. Except it's LA Drugs with a Z.
Oh.
And I'm not sure whether I put that in the title of the song. I might have thrown you there. So I am going to give you the point.
Hey.
I'm nice. Tony 4, Paulie B at the Internet 2. I think this might be from the All Burned Down EP. I'm not absolutely sure about that. But anyway, it's a cracking track. This is another Halloween classic, Vampire. Listening to Rich Morton's sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was LA Drugs and Vampire. Find out more. LA Drugs, which is LADRUGZZ if you're in the third world. .bandcamp.com. Are you doing anything this week?
I think it's relatively work heavy. I think there's no band practice for either band. No alcohol practice, no babies practice, no babies gigs. So I'll be continuing on with my new projects that I've started. Just getting that done really. Maybe watching a bit of Election. I'll probably watch a couple of the news things. And that's about it. I've started watching a new thing on Prime, an old thing on Prime called Devil's Hour. People quite enjoying.
I've seen that advertised on Prime. I haven't watched it. I've gone with American Gods. Have you seen that?
No. Has that got Ian McShane in it?
It has.
That should be good then. No, that was all right. I thought it was going to be a bit like a Hannibal Lecter, Silence of the Lambs,
right,
prison thing, which ended up being a bit of a parallel dimension time traveling kind of thing.
It's
completely different from what I thought.
That's caught my attention, yeah.
It's completely not what I thought it was.
I can't bother with real life. I like things when
it's all right.
It's time travel.
I think you'd like it.
Has Ian McShane ever been in anything bad?
Well, obviously Lovejoy was fantastic.
Terrific.
What else was he? I mean, the Hellboy film he was in was all right. I mean, he was the best thing about it, but...
Liked it. I mean, John Wick,
of course.
He's up that set in John Wick, doesn't he? He's brilliant.
I can't think of anything he was bad as being in there.
Jonathan?
No, it's all good, I think.
Jonathan. He just finds 100 ways to say Jonathan in those films.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably watch some telly, and that would include the American election. But I do feel sorry for the Americans, really, because they have the choice of an what the Daily Star described as an orange man baby,
yeah,
versus a happy trappy twat. I mean, that woman does not stop clapping and smiling, does she? And I'm not convinced that on a world stage that's going to go down that well. When is she going to look like a statesperson? I'm yet to see it. I'm yet to see any politics from that woman.
Hmm.
I'm yet to see any policies from that woman. And I'm yet to see her being properly serious. And I just watched something just now, where as we're talking the night before the election, she's in, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania, Reading or Scranton. And she was really trying to get the crowd going. And she started off this chant that nobody joined in with, right? And it turned very embarrassing very quickly. It's only a little bit that I saw. And I'm not having a real go at her particularly. I think it's in everyone's interest for the Democrats to get in the United States, as discussed. I'm not sure how they'll be on a world stage, but at home it's in their interest to get her. But anyway, she starts this chant that goes, it wasn't a catchy chant either. It's like, let's go out and vote. Let's go out and vote. Let's go out and vote. And nobody joined in. She just kept going, let's go out and vote. I think she said, let's go out and vote 7 times and said, yeah. I found it embarrassing for the woman.
She certainly hasn't got any showmanship about her. But that's all right.
She's not cool, is she? And you don't want your leader necessarily to be cool. You want them to be good.
No. And
it's a low bar because she's against Trump.
Exactly.
And when he looks a bit more cool than you, when he has the wit, when someone in your party, I believe Joe Biden, in fact, has described the people that vote for you as garbage, it's inspirational to dress up as a bin man the next day and get photographed in a lorry. That's fantastic. You know, he's got the PR thing sorted, hasn't he? I do. I know I regularly sound like I like Donald Trump on this show. It's not strictly true, but I am very entertained by the man for all of his faults, and he is a terrible person, clearly. I do find it miraculous that in this modern age, someone is allowed to get away with what he gets away with and not actually be Vladimir Putin. I find it incredible in the supposed free West that someone can operate like that and get away with it consistently. But there you go. In answer to my own question, I'm not really doing anything this week. I can't think of anything I'm supposed to be doing this week. This weekend, it's Nottingham Comedy Festival, and one of the comedians is coming over from Ireland and staying with me for a couple of days. So this weekend, I might force myself to watch some comedy. You never know.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll see. Shall we play 2 songs in a row?
Yes, let's do that.
Good idea. Stay tuned for the Spackles, but first... Voodoo Rattle, Tony. Voodoo. That's Halloweeny. I've actually written this down a bit wrong. I've put them down as Pennsylvania Rock and Roll Losers After Midnight, but they're not. It's one of the fellas that was in Losers After Midnight, and Losers After Midnight had one of the fellas from Scanner in it. That's how it goes. So we got a little root there. I think it's Mike who's in at least 2 of those bands. And Joe's in the other 2. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is the Facebook page for Voodoo Rattle, Tony?
facebook.com/voodoo rattle band.
facebook.com/profile.php?id=81585670749757. Why is that, Tony?
No, I said default URL, have they?
That's a default URL. But you know what? It's a side project. Probably don't care. Anyway, this is a great track. Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 4, Voodoo Rattle, Hoodoo Rhythm.
Idiot.
don't do it again.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Spackles, Spy in the House of Frankenstein. From Boston, via Rumbar Records, as expected. And yes, we got a Frankenstein in there now. So far this week, we've had Frankenstein, Voodoo, Vampire, Zombina and a Cemetery, A Mummy's Tomb, Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Werewolf and Zombies. Pretty much a full house.
Yeah.
What is The Spackles Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Spackles.
Might be. Oh. Although for some reason, I've put down the Voodoo Rattle one again.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is, while you're doing the twat, I assume we've got one, do we?
I do.
Brilliant. So while you're doing the twat, I'm going to find The Spackles some sort of web presence. So have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Denise.
Denise indeed.
There you go.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats will be with thanks. Every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. Thank you very much. We speak his name and he does appear. Stiv's been in touch.
Egg Tolo Stiv.
And will he be in touch next week? We shall see.
Before we find out about this, what's the Spackles Facebook page then?
Facebook.com/The Spackles?
It is. Facebook.com/The Spackles. TheSpackles. Tony 5, full of the internet 3, and now back to the twat.
So Steve says, Heg Tolo Tony, I want to nominate Tony Hinchcliffe from Ohio for Is a Twat. He was the warm-up speaker for Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally in New York City.
New York City!
His most controversial joke got a lot of backlash.
It really did.
The exact quote was, there's literally a floating island garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Not a clever thing to say.
No. He also made a joke about black people carving watermelons instead of pumpkins for Halloween. His failed set was the big news from the rally. His twat... for not realising how the joke would play on national television, or maybe he wanted the publicity. Either way.
Well, saying that, it did lead. That's what led to Joe Biden saying that Donald Trump's supporters were garbage.
Yes. Oh, was that a damn apostrophe, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah. Either way, he deserves the nomination. This is true. Cheers, Steve. P.S. I hope the election is over on Tuesday when the show comes out, but I doubt it. Well,
it won't be.
Normally, it goes in a few days anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah. So they won't have the final results
probably
until the weekend.
Well, I think we might know. I'm hoping. Well, who knows?
We won't know. If she has won and it's tight, we'll be worried what's going to happen next.
Yep.
If he's won and it's tight, we'll know. Because Democrats are decent people. And will not say, let's do a run on the fucking Capitol building.
No. But they do tend to call it, don't they? In the night. I know they do, it's not official, but they tend to start calling things.
Well, what they've got in their favour is, it depends when they count the early votes, doesn't it? Because they didn't count those till afterwards last time. And that's when Trump started saying it's a fix. But 40 million people have voted in advance.
Yeah.
So if they're already counted, or if they get counted first, at least we know there's no jiggery pokery with those. They're just a bunch of votes.
I mean, state by state, isn't it? I think some states are different. Some pre-count or some don't.
It's all utterly ridiculous. They need a system, as we said actually 4 years ago, they need a system that is consistent across all of the United States.
Yeah.
And they don't have it. Because they're not. They're nuts.
There you go.
Absolutely nuts. But yes, he is a twat.
He is.
In answer to your question.
Yeah. So for his his controversy. So for making a controversial joke that was neither funny nor controversial. It was a stupid thing to say, really. I don't even didn't go down that well at the night. Read the room. Tony Hinchcliffe from Ohio is a twat.
Really is as well. That's a proper twatting. More twats, please.
There you go.
Go out and twat. Go out and twat. Nobody's joining the intone.
No.
Must be because I'm not very charismatic. I'm just a happy, clappy person who can't stop fucking smiling. I think they'll wipe that shit ass grin off her face if she doesn't win. If she does win, she's going to be like the Cheshire Cat. The first ever Cheshire Cat in charge of the United States. See, well, if she disappears in the tree.
Hey, better that than the other thing.
Well, yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's always something worse around the corner. Proof of that is actually the Conservative shadow cabinet starting to be announced now. Yeah. And if you want proof that they are moving more right-wing rather than left in a country that's moving left, you've only got to see who they've made as the new shadow foreign secretary. Yeah. It's only pretty nasty Patel. He's back.
With that foot
of
his.
Back with a club foot and a Hitler moustache. Right, should we do one last song?
Yeah, see that.
Because that is more terrifying than anything on this show. Last track this week, Man Eaters. Hardcore punk from Chicago, Tony. We're not mucking about here.
Cool.
What is Man Eaters' Bandcamp page?
Maneaters.bandcamp.com.
man-eaters.bandcamp.com. Making it poorly being step 4, Tony 5. This is Bloody Maggots.
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Man Eater's track called Bloody Maggots. A great way to end what has been this final Halloween show of this year. Back to sort of normal next week. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkradio.com. Latest shows on the front page, various things you can do on there. Do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandra.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify
app in the podcast section. And also Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcast thing. And finally, if you get yourself an Alexa device, why? But if you do have one, get yourself the Punk Radio skill. Why not? Free. Go to the skill store. Search Punk Radio. Download it. And do just have at it. Just do what you want.
Have at it.
Have at it.
That's one of your new favourite expressions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether I'll see any of you this weekend or not. You never know, quite frankly. Great job this week, Quattro.
Thank you very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo, gapoo.
But you can't, yeah.